CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Svetlana Alexievich of Belarus has won this year's Nobel Prize in Literature. The Swedish Academy announced the journalist won the award for her polyphonic writings. The 67-year-old is the 14th woman to win the literature prize. She is best known for giving voice to survivors of the Second World War, the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, and the Chernobyl nuclear disaster of 1986. China's top auditing authority has found close to one quarter of all the construction projects it audited through August were behind schedule. The National Audit Office says the 193 projects are worth close to 290 billion yuan, or around $45 billion. The report covers 29 provinces, 29 central departments, and 7 central SOEs. Slow construction has been found mostly in railway, highway, power, and telecommunications projects. The same report has found that less than 6% of the 12 billion yuan allocated by the central budget for agricultural water-saving projects has been put into use as of July. The findings come as the government prepares to ramp up fiscal spending on major infrastructure projects to ease the overall economic slowdown. Chinese group buying site Meituan and restaurant review website Dianping have announced their merger. The new company, to be co-chaired by Meituan CEO Wang Xing and Dianping CEO Zhang Tao, could be worth more than $15 billion. Investment bank China Renaissance has been tapped to oversee the merger. Meituan and Dianping will continue to run their businesses in parallel, retain their brands, and remain independent. It is not clear what the equity ratio of the new company will be. Meituan is a group buying site backed by Alibaba. Dianping is funded by Tencent. Transport authorities in Shanghai have issued an operating license to running a ride-hailing platform, Didi Kuaidi. Some are calling this a milestone in urban transport and China's mobile internet development. This comes on the same day U.S.-based Uber establishes its operations in the Shanghai Free Trade Zone. U.S.-based car service Uber has set up an operation in the Shanghai Free Trade Zone. Uber has set up a subsidiary in the area. At the same time, Uber has also announced plans to invest 6.3 billion yuan, or close to $1 billion, in the Chinese market. The company also hopes to provide services in around 100 cities in China in a year's time. Uber is currently operational in 21 different cities in China at this point. Taiwan's ruling Kuomintang is moving to change its candidate for next year's leadership election. The KMT's executive have approved a call for an emergency party meeting sometime in the next 2 weeks to replace Hong Xiu-chu as the party's candidate. It's widely expected current KMT chair Eric Chu will be tapped to be the party's candidate in the next election. Hong Xiu-chu has issued a statement saying while she respects the committee's right to hold a new nomination session, she says replacing her will negatively affect the party. Hong Xiu-chu won the original nomination in July. However, the latest polling is suggesting Hong would be easily defeated by opposition DPP candidate Tsai Ing-wen. A man who had been holding people hostage on a passenger bus in the Philippine capital Manila has been shot dead by police. The unidentified gunman took the bus hostage with a knife this afternoon around 2 p.m. local time. Police shot the hostage taker shortly after arriving on the scene after he began threatening a female passenger. He later died in hospital. None of the passengers were hurt. 26 people, including 7 children, have been killed in an airstrike in Yemen. The bombing is being blamed on the Saudi-led coalition fighting the Houthi rebels in the country. More than 40 others have been wounded when the airstrike hit the house of a tribal leader who allegedly supports the Houthis. It is the second airstrike on a wedding party in Yemen in just over a week. Coalition warplanes bombed 2 wedding tents in southern Yemen in late September, killing 131 people. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has sent a letter off to South Korean President Park Yong-hai. The head of Abe's coalition partner in the Japanese parliament, Ryu Kamito, has delivered the note of conciliation to the South Korean president personally. The move by Abe is meant to try to get formally engaged with the South Korean president. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.